I would like to talk to you for a few moments from the subject, a leap of faith. A leap of faith. What then is a leap of faith? The term leap of faith is not found in the Bible. It is a common expression, though. Usually, to take a leap of faith means to believe in something with no evidence for it, or to attempt an endeavor that has little chance of success. Leap of faith actually originated in a religious context. A prolific author and philosopher who lived in the 19th century Denmark coined the expression as a metaphor for belief in God. He argued that truth cannot be found by observation alone, but must be understood in the mind and heart apart from realistic evidence. And this is something that I shared with our confirmants. Since we cannot observe God with our eyes, we must have faith that God is there. So we jump from material concept to the immaterial with a leap of faith. Amen. Here in our text, Peter and John, they went together in the temple, okay? There was a working together, so it's something when you work together with one another. The working together of Peter and John, they were of one accord. And wherever the early Christians were working together or of one accord, miracles occurred. The word together or one accord was used 32 times in the Acts of the Apostle. And in most of these occurrences, we see that there was always a release of power and miracles. So let me prove it to you. In Acts 2, verses 1 through 4, they were together and of one accord, and the Holy Spirit fell on them. In Acts chapter 4, verses 32 to 33, they were of one accord and had all things in common. With great power, they gave witness of the resurrection. Sign and wonders occurred in their ministry. Acts 5, verse 12 says, and by the hand of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. So here we have Peter and John. They were going to the temple to draw spiritual strength for the spiritual assignment committed into their hands. So we come to church for spiritual strength, right? So Peter and John are showing us why we need to come to church. We need to come to church to draw spiritual strength. They gave themselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And this is how they received the message from God. In order to receive the message, you must constantly be in touch with God, who is the giver of the message. How do we become in touch with God? Through prayer, through reading our Bible, coming to church, listening to Pastor Debbie preach. Our text states in Acts 3, verse 2, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now, when the Bible uses the word a certain man, that means his name was of no significance. He was regarded as a nobody. He was someone of no reputation. There was not much happening in his life that was worthy of note. Nobody would even reckon with him. Everybody that saw him passed him by. So here we have this man who was lame from birth. So that means he had never, ever walked in his entire life before his encounter with the Lord. He had to be carried. He was at the mercy of others. Think about what this man was going through. Whenever he wanted to move, he had to depend on people to move him. And how many people know we can't really depend on people to help us when we really need them to help us? Right? Oh, y'all, I need y'all friends then. Y'all friends are there when y'all need them, when they need you, when you really, really need them. He only moves when people are available to carry. So if for any reason nobody was available or willing to move him or carry him, he was stranded. He was just stuck. He just had to lay. So here is a lame man who lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Get this, he was so close to the glory of God, but he never experienced it. He was left at the gate. He did not have the privilege to enter into the temple. Can you imagine that? That you could not enter into the United Methodist Church of Patchogue? The man did not know what was going on in the temple, but he was so close to the temple. He could tell us all of the people that passed him by into the temple to pray and to worship. He could hear the praises in the temple, but he was not a part of it. You see, the worst thing that can happen to you is to be so close to making it, but you never make it. So close to getting the job, but you didn't get it. You went on 3 interviews and you was like, yeah, I know I got this. I met with 3 different people. And then you don't hear anything. You get an email, oh, sorry, you didn't meet. Many people will come to church, but they're not in the church. You can be going to church without going to Jesus. You can be close with me without being close to God. So close, but you didn't make it. Can you imagine on the day when you on your way to heaven? Now, I'm just talking because I don't know how it's going to happen. But you get to the gate, maybe there's a line, I don't know. And they say, hey, why should we let you in? I went to church every Sunday. Like, yeah, we saw you went to church, but you weren't really in the church. You didn't give God praise. You didn't want to step out of your comfort zone. You didn't believe me for that miracle you was praying for. You were this close, but you didn't make it. We don't want that to happen. So the text tells us that they laid the man daily at the gate called Beautiful. Now, what I want you to do is look at the contrast between his life and the gate. He was laid at a beautiful gate, but his life was ugly. He was laid at a great gate, but his life was tiny. He was laid at a good spot, but his life was in a bad spot. There was no beauty in his life. There was no greatness in his life. This shows us that you may be surrounded by beauty, but yet you may not be a partaker of it. Greatness is not determined by your environment. Greatness is not determined by your environment. It is determined by what is inside of you. Those who are made by their environment are like this lame man. They depend upon what the environment provides. It is you that will make your environment. God says, have dominion over the earth. So you are to dominate your environment. You get that? I see some heads shaking. You got to dominate. You can't let your circumstances dictate your destiny. You grew up poor. Doesn't mean you have to be poor all the time. Doesn't mean that. Some of us have struggled all our lives to get what we've gotten because we refuse to stay where we were. So that's why you can't let your circumstances dictate where you are. What you must do is take a leap of faith. So how do you take that leap of faith? How do you receive the miracle that you are looking for? The first step in receiving a miracle is to ask. For verse 3 of our text says, when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. Asking results in giving. Seeking results in finding. And knocking results in opening. There is nothing wrong with asking. It's good to ask. For in Matthew 7:7, Jesus says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open. So today, ask God to extend his hand of miracle to you. Nothing's too hard for God. Ask. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. I want to be healed. I've got to go and ask God. God, I need you to heal me. He may not heal me the way I want him to heal me, but he will heal me. Because I ask in his name. The second step in receiving a miracle is to look, to focus. Verse 4 and 5 says, Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. Where you look is important to where you are going. You have to look in the right direction in order to make the right progress. In Matthew 14, verses 28 to 33, Peter, he walked on the water and he was looking on to Jesus. But as he stopped looking at Jesus, then he started to succumb to all of the waves and he began to sink. You have to look at the right things. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of God on the throne. Your focus must be on God through the servant of God. The servant of God is your contact to God in receiving your miracles. So here I am, a servant of God. And I'm telling you, you need to take a leap of faith. You must ask God, and then you must focus and look. The servant is the prophet of God. The servant of God has the prophetic word that can change your circumstances. For the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. That's in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. Peter said to the man, look on us. Well, why? Peter didn't want any distraction from the passerbys. So you must totally focus your attention on the servant of God so that as the prophetic word that will locate you come, you will not miss it. The third step in receiving a miracle is to listen. For verse 5 says, and he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. So this lame man, he listened and assimilated what they said. He heard and he received what they said. Many people hear, but they never act on what they hear. If I can use as an example, yesterday I was watching, I love HGTV. And I record many, many episodes. And one of my favorite shows is Fix My Flip. And I was watching that with Paige Turner. And this woman had called her in. She had this massive house that has been sitting still. She's been losing money. And she wanted her to help her fix her flip. So she said, yes, I'll help you. She gave her the tools. She told her what to do. When she came back to the job site still looked like it did when she came in the first day. She said to the woman, and she wanted to help her, you know, woman to woman, right? To help her to be successful. She said, you're not listening to what I'm telling you to do. Why am I here? And then she had to just walk away because she gave her the tools. She heard what she said, but she didn't act on it. And many of us hear the word of God every Sunday, but we don't act on it. You have to act on it. You have to believe. If we're saying believe, walk by faith and not by sight, you have to walk by faith and not by sight and remove doubt. You have to act on the word in order for you to see results. The fourth step in receiving a miracle is to expect. The man did not only hear, but he was expecting to receive something. Expectation is the atmosphere for miracles. It is the confident belief that something is going to happen. You may not always get what you want, but you will always get what you expect. I expect God to heal me. Well, I want it done this way, this way, and this way. But God may not want that for you. God may do it another way, but he healed you. And I heard the testimony of one congregant who said that they've been healed from cancer for over like 20 years. So if God can heal for someone who goes to this church, someone who's faithfully in this church, heal from cancer, why can't he heal you from cancer, or you from cancer, or you from cancer? You've got to believe. You got to say, God, I'm standing on your word. God, I'm believing you for healing. I need you to work now. You've got to expect it to happen. A lot of us, we pray, But we don't really expect it to happen. Oh, I'm going to pray for a financial blessing, but I know it ain't going to happen, but I'm going to pray anyway. And guess what? You get what you expect. You expect it not to happen, so it won't happen. There's been many a times where I needed a financial blessing. Like, God, I need you to work this out. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then in the next few days, an unexpected check comes in the mail, whether it be from the IRS or from, something with the banks. Oh, we took too much, or we did this, and here's... I'm like, wow. You got to believe. Oh my God, God is awesome. God is awesome. All you got to do is believe. God can do it, y'all. God can do it. And he wants us to give him the glory. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, faith is the substance of things expected. This is why Jesus said in Matthew 9 and 29, according to your faith, be it unto you. Be it unto you according to your expectation. Your expectation is tied to your faith. Your expectation and faith brings an end to the calamities and the sorrows of life. Because Proverbs 23 and 18 says, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. It says it right there. There will be an end to your calamity. There will be an end to your sorrow. And your expectation shall not be cut off. Right there in the Word of God. The Bible says that there is an end to your problem. There is an end to your crying and your sorrow. Your expectation for a miracle shall not be cut short. Your expectation to your healing, to your deliverance, to your breakthrough, to your prosperity shall not be cut short. If you believe that, I want you to tell your neighbor, expect to receive something today. Expect to receive it. Expect to receive your miracle. The fifth step in receiving a miracle is to take action. Peter said, I have no silver or gold, but what I have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk. So it was not what the man was expecting. That's not what he was expecting. He was expecting some money. So he received something he wasn't expecting. So Peter and John had to correct his expectation. Many people limit themselves by what they expect. They always believe that something must be done in a particular way, that they are as the as usual people. And I know some people came to church expecting things to go as usual. Peter and John had a surprise for the man. God has a surprise package for you. The doors of heaven are open for your miracle, your deliverance, and your healing. God is going to break forth your direction in an amazing and mind-boggling way that will confound your critics. Peter commanded the man to rise up in the name of Jesus. So I'm saying to you today, in the name of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and be healed. Rise up and be delivered. Rise up and receive your miracle. Receive it today in Jesus' name. The scripture goes on to say, and he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were made strong. Amen. Now, can you imagine? This man never walked in his life. And the man of God took his hand, rose him up, and his feet and ankles became strong immediately. Peter did not stop at speaking. He went to take further action. He supported the man's faith with his action. He jolted him up on his feet, and immediately, not later, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So I say to you, receive strength now. Your miracle is on its way. Your location is being shifted. Your situation is being shifted. Just receive it in Jesus' name. And we're almost through. The sixth step in receiving a miracle is determination. Jumping up, he stood and he began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. So he leaped up and walked. That's that leap of faith. He was determined to walk. He first leaped up, then he stood, he took a step, he took another step, and finally he began to walk. And people around him, they were saying that it's too late for you. You can't go nowhere. You can't do this. God is saying it's never too late. When people are thinking that it's over with you, you can't make it. God is saying, take one more step to your deliverance. All you have to do is take one more step to your miracle and be determined, just like this lame man. He jumped up, stood up, and took a step. And once you take one step, you take another step. Hallelujah. And he entered into the temple for the first time in his life, not being carried. He entered on his own accord, and he entered with them. He was no longer a liability. He was no longer a burden. So stop being a spectator and enter into the abundance of God. Is anybody ready to receive your miracle? Amen. Amen. It's just a leap of faith, believing spiritually it could be done what others say physically can't be done. So that's the word for you on this morning. Take a leap of faith. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the word. God, we thank you for letting us know that we ought to take a leap of faith. That, God, I know that there are things you want to do for us. There are people you want to heal. There are people you want to save. There are people you want to deliver. But you're waiting on them to make the first move. So, God, I ask that you put it in their hearts now that they make that first step, leap of faith to you. And, God, that you will perform the miracles that are needed. In Jesus' name I pray. Let the church say amen.